Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back on PKN Radio. Grateful and excited to reconnect with you all, praying that you all are doing extremely well and that you are ready and in position to stay focused and always press forward by faith. Man, I have such a great time with you all every time I connect with you here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Shout out to all of my family all over the world, all of my Facebook family, all of my Instagram family, all of my Purpose Kingdom Network family, all of you who tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network, as well as all of God's messengers. Amen. Shout out to all of our PKN family. Well, family, we're here. It's another broadcast of By Faith We Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. And I'm excited because tonight we are closing out the series titled Things That Contaminate Your Faith. Hallelujah, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. So as always, family, I am going to open up in prayer. Amen. We're going to open up with prayer, and we're going to jump right into tonight because I really have a lot to share, and I only got an hour to share it. So we're going to come together tonight. We're going to come into agreement with the Word of God, and we're going to press forward by faith, walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We praise you. We worship you, God. We bless your name. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for renewing our strength. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for all you've done. We thank for all you're doing. We thank you in advance for all you will do. We thank you for Purpose Kingdom Network. Thank you, God, that you've called, qualified, and anointed us to declare your word to the nations, that someone will rise and ask the most important question they will ever ask. What must they do to be saved? God, to you be all the honor, the glory, and the praise tonight. We give you all the glory, God. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor because it all belongs to you. We come together and decree and declare, have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Bless your word, God. Bless this word that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing to your children, that they install it, live by it, and share with others. We come together to walk by faith and not by sight. Set the atmosphere wherever we are tonight, God. Show up and show out. Rest, rule, and abide. Do what you want to do. Have your way tonight. We say thank you. We love you, God. We honor you because you've been so good. You've been better than good. We love you with our whole hearts, and we're excited to receive your word tonight. We're forever grateful, God. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise tonight. Family, let me first say, it has truly been a blessing to share this series with you all. All right? And so we're here tonight to close out this series that we've been in since last year. And we're closing it out tonight. Part 10. Ending it with part 10. In this series titled, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. There's some things that if you allow to take root in your life, in your mind, within your heart, will contaminate your faith. And so I'm going to go ahead and jump right in. It's 5 minutes after the hour. Let's get into it. And so this is part 10. And our theme scripture throughout this whole series, family, has been Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. The word of the Lord says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. All right? And so once again, family, we go from faith to faith. Takes us from faith to faith. We're created to live from beginning to end, from start to finish. We are live faith. And so we cannot be ashamed to love God, serve God, to trust God, to commit our life to being in and maintaining a personal relationship with Him. And so, family, when it comes to the kingdom of God, you have to function by faith in the kingdom of God, being a part of the kingdom of God. The power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. Can I say it again? The power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. But none of this can take place if you are not in faith. There are things and ways about us that can contaminate our faith and make us non-effective God, ourselves, and others. There are things and ways about us that we allow at times that causes our faith to become contaminated and which will affect what we believe. So family, to live a life of faith, having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, along with having God's word as your foundation, there are areas we cannot lack in order for our faith to be sustained, contaminated. And, you know, so we've been going throughout this series, and there's so many things that God has revealed to us throughout this series. I mean, we've learned how faith and pressure, being under pressure and worrying can contaminate your faith, how fear can contaminate your faith. We've learned how wrongful speaking and negative thoughts can contaminate your faith. We've learned how bitterness can contaminate your faith. We've learned how doubt can contaminate your faith and division can contaminate your faith. We've learned how pride and strife and envy and jealousy and being malicious can contaminate your faith. So many different things that we've learned throughout this series concerning what contaminates your faith. And so in order for us to really flourish in living the life God created us to live, in order for us to really walk in the victory Jesus already won, we have to be in faith, all right? And even when you have moments when you are in your feelings, it's okay because we go through some tough times in our lives. We go through loss of loved ones, right? We go through some tough circumstances at times. And so if you're going to have your moment, it's okay to have your moment. But what's important is that you learn how to bounce back. Amen? All right? And so we've learned that faith and our feelings cannot coexist. And our feelings cannot coexist. If you're in your feelings, you are not in faith. And if you're not in faith, you're not covered. Because it takes faith to activate and manifest God's word. It takes your faith in God's word to back off the enemy. Right? And this is why the enemy is always trying to get you and keep you to be in your feelings. Because he knows that when you're in your feelings, you're not in faith. If you're not in faith, he can come against you. That's why we have to have God's word as our foundation so that the enemy can understand and know that he can't touch us. Unstoppable, you're untouchable, you're unshakable, you're unbreakable when you live your life according to God's word by faith. And so tonight, areas that we simply cannot lack in, do not want our faith to be contaminated. And so tonight, family, we're going to focus on lack of prayer, lack of praise and worship to God, the lack of faithfulness, and the lack of obedience. Disobedience contaminates your faith. Let's get into it. We cannot flow and be effective in living the life God created us to live and fulfilling the purpose God created us to fulfill if we are flowing with lack of prayer, if we are flowing with lack of praise and worship to God, if we are flowing with lack of faithfulness, with not being faithful in the way God desires us to, if we are flowing and being disobedient to God. These things will definitely contaminate your faith. When you lack in these areas, your faith is not being sustained. In alignment with God and his word. Amen. Lack of prayer. Let's get into it. You cannot be victorious if you don't have a prayer life. Can I say it again? You cannot be victorious. You cannot overcome. You cannot persevere. You cannot be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might if you do not prayer life. Having a prayer life and spending time in God's word is absolutely necessary. It is mandatory. And so if I can use an analogy, family, the longer a tea bag sits in a cup of water, the stronger the tea becomes. In the same way, the more God's word saturates our minds, the more we seek God and his will instead of our own personal desires, the clearer our grasp will be on what's important to God, and the stronger our prayers will be. The stronger our prayers will become. We ought to pray without ceasing. We got to have prayers that connect us to the power of God, which is necessary to defeat spiritual enemies. Prayer must become a daily, constant, and consistent way of living. In any given moment, we are only a thought from communicating with God. Come on. Prayer is to permeate his lives at all times. Praying in the spirit is a form of worship. To it, enabled by the Holy Spirit who intercedes on the behalf of those who pray. Even when we pray, praying not just for ourselves only, but for all of the saints, for all of God's children, all of God's children we should be interceding for. You can sustain your faith through prayer just by declaring the word of the Lord, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You can find that in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And so your faith is being fed when you declare and hear the word of God being declared. While we have power in what we say, this is why we can speak those things that be not as though they are. This is why we have to labor in the word of God, because we literally have to feed our faith. Our faith, the word of God, so that our faith can grow stronger and be established, be rooted in who God is and his word. Hallelujah. Come on. Even in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20, where the Lord says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and tell it to move, and the mountain will move. He says, if you have faith as size of a mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible for you. But can I encourage you further in that scripture, family? What are you supposed to do with a seed? You got to plant it, right? Because when you plant seeds, What happens? Growth takes place. There's a revelation in there. Growth takes place, right? And so when you plant seeds, growth begins to take place, and something beautiful begins to blossom. And so when you look at mustard seeds, have you ever seen a mustard seed tree? You plant mustard seeds, they produce mustard seed trees. And these trees grow strong, and they grow super tall. So God is showing us that we have to take that mustard seed faith and plant it in the Word of God so that the Word of God can begin to strengthen and grow our faith. Come on tonight, Holy Ghost. All right? We have to have a prayer life. We have to have our faith being fed by the Word of God. You cannot afford to lack in praying, family. Not in communication with God if you are not praying. Lacking in praying, you can literally be unaware. Here it is. You can literally be unaware of your surroundings spiritually if you're not praying, and become easily distracted. If you are not praying, you're basically leaving yourself and your family hanging. Come on, we're going to get into it tonight. Y'all might not like some of the things that I have to say, but I got to give it to you how God gave it to me. If you are not praying, you are unaware of what's happening in the spirit realm. Can be easily distracted. If you are not praying, you are basically leaving yourself and your family hanging, because you're not maintaining the responsibility of covering your family and yourself through prayer. Prayer, declaring God's word, and having a relationship with God by faith, you are covered. You're covered under the blood of Jesus. If you are not praying, you are uncovered. And being uncovered gives the enemy opportunity to come against you and your family. So I'm here tonight to let you know that you got to keep praying so that your faith won't be contaminated, because we fight and claim our rights as children of God through prayer. You need to hear the word of God being declared. You need to hear yourself declaring the word of God. You need to hear yourself talking to the Lord, because that's what's going to build your confidence. That's how you take ownership of your rightful position in Christ. That's how you take ownership of your rights as a child of God, by speaking it yourself. You cannot allow yourself to drown in your feelings and your emotions. You cannot allow yourself to be held back just because of what you see on the news or what's happening in the world. You got to make up in your mind, I'm going to be consistent in my prayer life. I'm going to communicate with God. I'm going to decree and declare the word of the Lord, because I know by faith, manifestation has to happen. The Lord is ready and available to all. Call on him. Hear and answer the prayers of his people. Come on, that's your encouragement tonight. The Lord is ready and available to answer the prayers who call on him. There's power in our prayers. When you feel like there's nothing you can do, remember, God can. Come on, prayer is communicating with God for direction. Casting all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Prayer empowers you. Because you get empowered to keep pressing forward. Prayer keeps your feet in a firm position. Get into it tonight. For what you are believing God to do in your life, as well as taking ownership of who God created you to be. This is what having a prayer life does. Prayer through faith is a weapon, here it is, that will destroy your opposition openly. Come on, the devil don't care how you look when he's coming at you. He don't care how silly you look. He don't care if he manipulates you. He don't care if he makes you look stupid. He don't care if he downplays who you are. That's why you got to have a prayer life and the word of God as your foundation, because prayer is a weapon that will destroy your opposition openly. That's the enemy. And anybody know that tries to come against you, that tries to destroy your character, who you are in Christ, that tries to block you from getting to where God destined for you to be, that tries to block what God promised for you to have, you got to declare the word of God. You got to have a prayer life. Hallelujah. Power in prayer when praying in the name of Jesus. There's power in prayer when praying in the name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy may try, he cannot touch your relationship with God. He cannot touch your relationship with God. Prayer will destroy the enemy in anything he tries. At the same time, prayer will encourage your heart. Prayer will increase your joy and your faith. Come on. Knowing God will always show up for you. You've got to have a prayer life so that your faith is not contaminated. If you're consistently praying, how can you be distracted? If you're consistently praying, how can you be caught off guard? If you're consistently praying, how can you not hear from God? Hallelujah. You got to pray and tune into the Spirit of God so that you can hear what he says, so that you can acknowledge how he's leading you, so that you can tear down strongholds. So as God said in his word, so that you can bind what needs to be bound and loose what needs to be loose. He said, whatsoever ye bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. What is God saying? He says, what you allow, I'll allow. You gotta bind what needs to be bound. Bind up depression. Bind up anxiety. Bind up stress. Bind up fear. Bind up poverty and lack and struggles. Bind up the enemy. Bind up every demonic spirit. Bind up witchcraft. Bind up every witch and every warlock. Bind up and break every curse, every generational curse off of your life and off of your family life. Declare the word of the Lord and loose his joy that is your strength. Loose his peace that surpasses all understanding and shall keep your heart and mind through his son, Jesus Christ. Loose God's riches and glory. Loose what God promised for your life. Power in what you say. And you can maintain your faith by having a prayer life. Let's get into it. Lack of praise and worship to God. You are not giving God praise for who he is and all the great things he's already done. When you are not worshiping him in spirit and in truth, your faith can become contaminated. There are kingdom principles that we have to follow. And if we're not following these kingdom principles, come on, we are positioning ourselves for our faith to be contaminated. You will position yourself to have faith without root. There will be no stability in your faith if you are not doing what's necessary to maintain it. The word of the Lord says in Psalm chapter 150, verses 1 through 6, very familiar scripture, very familiar chapter. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the parsley of heart. Praise him with the trembling dance. Praise him with string instruments. Come on, and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That sounds like a command to me. That sounds like an instruction to me. You got to give God praise. In John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 in the King James Version, the word of the Lord says, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Come on tonight, y'all. So praise is what we should do every day. Ought to be a part of our everyday life. Regardless as to what is going on in our life, we should not let anything or anybody separate or steal the joy we have in Jesus Christ. We serve a mighty God, and because of who he is, we should always give him a mighty praise. Come on tonight, family. Hallelujah. Worship is the act that we offer over, reveal our love to God. An essential aspect of being a child of God. Offering your praise, love, and your life to God. Worship is not just an act that happens in church on Sunday mornings. Come on. It is a lifestyle that drives us to desire becoming more like Jesus. Notice that God is seeking for true worshipers. God has not lost any of his children, and he is searching to see who among his children are worshiping him in spirit and in truth. And then becomes, why is he seeking true worshipers? Why is God seeking true worshipers? God is a God of love. He loves his children so much that he wants to shower them with all they need for an abundant life here on earth. So God wants to bless and give his children favor beyond measure. But he cannot do so if we, as his children, do not worship him in the manner that he desires to be worshipped. God desires to favor you. God wants to make you live in the life he created you to live. He wants to make it easy. He wants to prepare the way before you. He wants to make things happen on your behalf. He wants to remove the struggles. He wants you to stop struggling and stop trying to handle things on your own. If you would just put him first, if you would just acknowledge him for who he is, God will show up and work it out for your good. Praise is to commend, to applaud, or magnify, to commend, to applaud, or to magnify. To God is an expression of worship, lifting up and glorifying the Lord. Hallelujah. Worship. English is ascribe worth. Pay homage. Reverence. Worship. Amen. We have been called to lift up the name of Jesus, to humble ourselves and adore him. Yeah. The problem is that at times many worship with other concerns that have nothing to do with genuine worship. Can't worship and still have doubt. Can't worship and still be fearful. You cannot worship and still worry about the bills that need to be paid. Because the reality of the matter is, if you're worshiping God, you should be in faith. Because you should be worshiping him with an expectation that if I worship him for who he is, in return, he's going to supply my need. He's going to work out every situation for my good. He's going to pay the bills for me. He's going to fight the battles for me. Worship is how I fight. When I'm in a tough time, I give God praise. I worship him in spirit and in truth. Because everything that's coming against me, everything that's trying to hold me down, everything that's trying to hold me back has to be defeated when I worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, family, calm down. It is not enough to just show up and worship and sit through a service on Sunday. Jesus wants more than that. He wants genuine worship from your heart. We are to applaud, lift up the name of Jesus in his sanctuary everywhere we go. It means more than just being in church. Can I help you tonight and let you know everywhere you go, sanctuary. Praise God, no matter where you are. And more than just being in church. It means that any and every time we are in the presence of God, we have a reason to offer him praise. When he wakes us up in the morning, we have a reason to offer him praise. When he puts food on our table, we have a reason to offer him praise. When God gets us to and from safely, we have a reason to give God praise. Every place that we are in is a sanctuary because we are never out of the presence of God. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, that's a reason to give God praise. You have not seen your family on the news. That's a reason to give God praise. He's blocked danger seen and unseen. That's a reason to give God praise. He sustained you. He kept you in your right mind. Come on, that's a reason to give God praise. In the midst of a pandemic, you have not lacked. You have not struggled. That's a reason to give God praise. Come on, somebody ought to shout, God is a keeper, and he'll keep you if you want to be kept. Just take a moment and reflect on how good God has been to you, and that's a reason to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Why? It also maintain our faith from being contaminated. Hallelujah. We can maintain our faith from being contaminated, y'all. We sustain our faith in living in a way, having a lifestyle that is pleasing to God. You have to have faith in the first place and give God praise. You're not going to give God praise if you don't believe that he is God. Worship him, to call on him, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can find that in Hebrews 11 and 6. And so, in other words, without faith, you can't even get God's attention. It's the issue of blood. Have faith that got attention. Remember, in the book of Luke, it says, somebody touched me. And the disciples are like, what are you talking about, somebody touched you? And you got all these people around you, bumping up against you, following you. Yes, somebody touched you. Look at all these people. Jesus said, no. Somebody touched me because I felt virtue leave my body. In other words, he felt healing his body. Bless you tonight. There's a revelation there. Faith will stand out. Faith will separate you from the world. Faith, hallelujah. You're not in the same category as others, when you are in faith. You are in faith, just like the woman with the issue of blood, you'll get from God exactly what you need. So giving God praise will also keep your faith from being contaminated, because your praise and worship is a weapon. Praise and worship will position you to bounce back in tough times. Praise and worship to God will increase and strengthen your faith, for God to renew your strength so that you can break out of how you feel and call on the name of the Lord and get what you need so that you can press forward. Keeping your faith from being contaminated when you are giving God praise, because in that moment you are walking by faith and not by sight. Because when you give God praise, in spite of how you feel, family, what's happening around you, through praise and worship to God, hallelujah, you put yourself in the seat of expectation. Because there's always blessings in return when you give God praise. Breakthrough takes place when you give God praise. Show God that in spite of where you are, you still believe, you still trust him, and you know that it's by faith that your circumstances have to get better when you give God praise. Back in giving God praise and worshiping him in spirit and in truth, you give opportunity for your faith to be contaminated by your feelings. In spite of tough times, you block moments to reflect on how good God has been to you and how good he'll always be. Hallelujah. 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 Allowing yourself to drown in your feelings and your emotions, family, instead of allowing yourself to become stagnant, instead of allowing what you see to dictate how you believe, instead of allowing your feelings to deactivate your faith, to praise God anyway, because with God, you will never be disappointed, because with God, greater is always ahead of you. So family, your faith and worship to God adds value, life, your purpose, and the people around you. They work together to create an environment that sets the atmosphere for God to dwell, healing, restoration, and deliverance to take place. This is what your faith, praise, and worship does. You cannot allow your faith to be contaminated because God called you to be his ambassadors. Let me encourage you tonight. God called you to be a game changer, trendsetter, kingdom of God. By faith with the word of God, change, here it is, whatever needs to be changed in your community, on your job, in your house, in the midst of your family, everywhere you go, in all that you do, God wants to meet your faith with his power. Hallelujah. Not only can you not lack in having a prayer life, you cannot lack not giving God praise and worship. You have to praise God. He inhabits the praises of his people. Giving God praise will get his attention. Giving God praise will move you forward. Giving God praise will pull down strongholds. Giving God praise will increase your faith, because when you give God praise with an expectation, when you increase your expectation, you're increasing your faith. Hallelujah. Move forward. Lack of faithfulness will contaminate your faith. Definitely cannot sustain your faith from being contaminated if you are not faithful. If you are not faith-filled. Ah, hallelujah. There's nobody that you will ever know has been or will be more faithful than God. Today is an opportunity to make the choice to stay committed to God no matter what. Because we are the called of God, the chosen of God, the elect of God, enriched by his grace, to be in fellowship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The choice to remain faithful, to stay committed, and keep trusting God in the midst of trials, here it is, brings blessings. Decide, I'm going to trust God no matter what. When you decide, I'm going to praise God no matter what. When you decide, I'm going to serve in ministry no matter what, guess what? It manifests. Circumstances may be hard at times, family. Circumstances may be hard at times, but God is able to sustain, heal, deliver, restore, and protect us at all times. God is always with those who trust in him throughout life's most difficult moments. And being faithful to God and in your relationship with him can contaminate your faith. Because when you lack in being faithful, you lack in being disciplined. There's no discipline when you are not faithful. Being faithful in what God called you to do can cause you to lose your focus. Easily distracted, lacking in being productive, putting your life and what God has for you on pause. If you're not faithful in the things of God, you put your life on pause. Believing in God for some greater blessing. You're believing in God for a greater assignment. Block what you're believing in God for when you are not faithful. To be faithful. Not flowing in the way God created you to. The blessing blocker. Realize your faith has become contaminated. Being faithful to God will sustain your faith and open doors for you. You for promotion and elevation. being faithful will position you to be honorable. As you become reliable. So that others depend on you, like your pastor, your boss, your family, your community. They can depend on you when you're faithful. Take advantage of you, but can depend on you. The flow of God when you're faithful. Hallelujah. It's better to be in the flow of God than to be in a flow of your own. Not having any flow at all. In which, at that point, become stagnant. You live according to God's word. When you live and move by faith, we focus on our purpose and not our problems. Because when you're operating in your purpose consistently and worship God daily, you won't have time to work focus on your problems. Time to be doubtful. You won't have time to be frustrated or sad. You won't have time to be depressed because your mind will always be stayed on Jesus. When you're continually doing the work of the Lord, whether in your home, your community, your church, your job, sustain the qualities of life, when you are faithful, maintaining all that God has put in you. Provides, including your joy, happiness, the quality of life God created you to live. Our kingdom benefits along with so much more of what God promised to provide when we are faithful to him, because being faithful is a kingdom principle. Because it's God's kingdom principles that add structure kingdom principles that helps us to be disciplined. Amen? The definition of faithfulness is firm adherence, which is servant. God's faithfulness is what gives us peace of mind, confidence, and assures us that we are protected, safe, and secure in God's care. Amen? So your faith is contaminated when there is a lack of faithfulness. You are delaying your destiny when you are not consistent in the things of God. Hallelujah. Using your gifts, knowledge, and skill set, your God-given abilities to add value to this world, your life, your family's lives, and the lives of those you connect with. Not being faithful, family. Contaminate your faith because you can restrict yourself from growing, which will put limitations on how God tries to lead you. Put limitations on how far wants to take you. To miss out on what God wants to reveal to you, being faithful, you can literally block everything you're believing in God for. Because there's no preparation, no forward movement, no motion taking place. I looked up the word stagnant, and it means having no flow. If you are not flowing, maybe that's why our money ain't flowing. If you ain't flowing, maybe that's why there's no forward movement. To move, not be idle and stagnant. Those who you of you who connect with me on social media, come on. We were a series where we were going over 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, where Paul was talking about don't be around nobody who is idle. And he says in verse 10, those unwilling to work will not get to eat. You got to have forward movement. You got to be proactive, productive. Press forward by faith, family, because to be faithful is also to prepare, learning, growing, planning, putting in the work, advancing in the earth God's way. Right? So I was hyped, yelling, this is so good, and I give God all the glory. I pray that you received thus far what was poured into you tonight. and it's 45 minutes after the hour. And I just want to take this moment to encourage somebody as we continue to close out the series, family. I want to take a moment to encourage you to make the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life, and that is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. There's no other decision that you will make that will be greater than the decision to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. And if that's you tonight, I want to encourage you. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10 and 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Your past is, it don't matter how old you are, where you come from, where you've been, or who you've been around, or what you've done. If you call on the name of Jesus by faith, fully believing in who he is, what he's done for you, and what he's able to do for you, that he is the only true living God, hallelujah, that he's alive and well, he died for your sins so that you can be forgiven, so that you can be in right standing with God, so that you can have an abundant life and life eternal, and that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to his power that will be at work within you. You'll be saved. And if that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe Jesus Christ, of God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is so real, alive. Save me. I accept you, my Lord, your Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. And have your way so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you repeated that prayer after me, you just got saved. And this is the first day of the best day of the best days of the rest of your life. And in spite of the obstacles and challenges and tough times that may come your way, with God, you will never be disappointed. He says in Romans 10 and 11, those who trust in him, believe in him, and take heed to his word will never be disappointed in their expectation. And if God don't meet your expectation, he'll exceed your expectation. We encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God. And y'all can encourage and inspire each other to always stay focused and press forward by faith, showing each other an abundance of love. Send an invitation for you to connect with Purpose Kingdom Network as well. Connect with us so that we can help you grow and help you on your new faith journey. In Jesus' name, we love you so much. Before we close this series off, family, I still have quite a bit to share, but we're going to wrap it up as quickly as possible. But I want Brother Rob to come on and give us some announcements.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Bernard. And real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. This has been a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening to tonight's show, no matter where in the world you are. Whether you're listening online or via phone, we thank you so much for your support and your listenership. And we also thank those that share with their friends and family members. We're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And anytime you want to hear any of our past shows, you can go to that same website. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where we have our upcoming shows and our advertisements. And also, we do have a radio network, which is PKN.com, which is short for Purpose Kingdom Network. And we hope you go ahead and go on that website, where you can just go ahead and enjoy the music content. And also, from time to time, we will post some of our previous shows. also run Radio Co. And there we do broadcast our previous night show on Radio Co. And, you know, with that being said, we also have some upcoming events. If you go on our Facebook page, you'll see our upcoming events with Pastor Toy, who's our very own CEO. And she's going to be at on Sunday, March 20th at 11 a.m. at Judiah Ministry, COGIC, located at 840 East Chestnut Street. And that's going to be in Coastville, PA. And that's 19320. And we hope and pray that, you know, you'll be able to join us that day in worship. Once again, I'll go ahead that address. And the date is going to be March 20th, and it's going to be at 11 a.m. at Judea Ministry, COGIC, located at 840 East Chestnut Street in Coatesville, PA. And that zip code is 19320. And we hope, you know, you'll be able to attend. If not, we'll be having that rebroadcast of that ministry when we're able to put our content up on our one of our various websites. We're on LinkedIn, iTunes, and if you have an iPhone, there's a purple icon where you can just click that, and you can like us at Purpose Kingdom Network, and that way you won't miss an episode. And with that being said, that'll be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to hand the show back over to Minister Bernard. Mr. Bernard, great show and great conclusion to your series.
Amen. To God be all the glory. Family, I pray that you've received those announcements. God is truly an amazing God, the only true living God. Amen. So let's jump right back into this series real quick. So as children of God, it is important to be faithful to God. Amen. It is extremely important to be faithful to God, family. It is one thing to simply believe in God, but another to be faithful to him. When we are truly faithful to God, this shapes our way. This shapes the way we live. This shapes the way we live. For example, we are able to be loyal in our relationships here on earth and will truly love others. Faithfulness requires us to submit our ways to God. It comes from a place of realizing that we are in need of a Savior and that he is in control. All right? And so 1 Samuel chapter 12, and verse 24 in the Amplified Version, the word of the Lord says, "Only fear the Lord with awe and profound reverence and serve him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you." Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, the word of the Lord says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." I'm going to give you the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 23, the word of the Lord says, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, faithful servant. Has been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58, the word of the Lord says, "But thanks be unto God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And so, family, we ought to be faithful. We ought to be faithful because God is faithful. He always has been, he is, and he always will be. To remain faithful is to be loyal, consistent, and steadfast. To remain faithful is to stay focused and be anchored in who God is and his word every day of our lives. Amen. Remaining faithful to what God has declared in his word and remaining faithful to what God has created and purposed us to do. positions we have, the areas we're blessed to serve in, the gifts God has anointed and given us to manage, as well as the call to declare who God is and his word to the world. The grace of God, faith in Christ, we have become the children of God and joint heirs with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God has greater plans for each and every one of us, family. At times we may become contrary and buck against God's plans. We may grumble and complain, but we must realize that God knows. Amen. God should always be the one in control of our lives, especially since he knows what tomorrow holds. He sees the future and therefore knows what is best for us. Amen. Our purpose is to purchase by the blood of Jesus Christ. Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20, the word of the Lord says, for ye have been bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So we belong to the Lord. Who wouldn't want to belong to the Lord? Amen. Tells us that we belong entirely to God. Because of this, we should honor God through being faithful to him, maintaining our focus, remaining pure in heart, fully living our lives for Christ. Jesus did. He was in the earth. God knows what he's doing. Never doubt your purpose. You have a reason for being who you are, where you are. Greater plan in mind concerning us, and we just have to realize it and surrender ourselves to his plan. Family, this is what God called you to do, and God will move unexpectedly in your life because God honors consistency, and so you have to remain faithful to God knowing that he will always see you through. Amen. Remain faithful to God because God will always remain faithful to you. He has been faithful, God is faithful, and God will always be faithful. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, the word of the Lord says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And so my challenge to you in this family is to think about ways to show your faithfulness to God. You can show your faithfulness to God. Are there things that are getting in the way of your faithfulness to God? What areas of your life have you not given over to the Lord? Spending time in prayer, ask God to make these things clear to you so that he can grow you in your faithfulness. Being faithful to God gives us great peace and assurance that we will be brought through by his promises of blessings and the reward of eternal life in heaven. We can grow in our faithfulness by simply having a personal relationship with Christ. When we are truly faithful to him and obey his commands, living by faith according to his word, the manifestation of all that God promised will be evident in our lives. Faithful so that your faith will never be contaminated. And lastly, family, if you bear with me for a moment, going to get into the last part of this, disobedience. Failure or refusal to obey rules or someone in authority. Refusal to comply or to disregard. Family, out of all we've went over throughout this series, if there's anything, lastly but certainly not least, that will contaminate your faith to the fullest, disobedience. Disobedience, disobeying God's word and who he is, it is so disrespectful to disobey God. God, in all of his ways, he loves, looks out for us in ways that we don't deserve, that we did not earn, asked for, and still cannot even fathom in these present times. Because God's love for us, his grace and his mercy toward us, his compassion toward us is eternally measurable. to be obedient to God so that our faith is not contaminated, for the simple fact that it's because of who God is and his word that developed our faith in the first place. Bringing to our remembrance, family, the word of the Lord, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Flowing in disobedience can not only contaminate your faith, but can also remove your faith. Right? When you're not flowing in the way of God, you are in the way of God. Can I say that again? When you are not flowing in the way of God, you are in the way of God. When we disobey God, we are against God. Us through his commandments, through his word, to follow his way. When we disobey God, there is usually, family, we have to remember the commandments and rules provide throughout all of our life God's intention to protect us. Disobedience contaminates your faith, because if you're not living according to God's word and following his instructions, there's a chance that you're believing what you're believing in God for and what he promised. Block it. Cannot be disobedient to God. Literally, why we have to take ownership of getting to know God for ourselves. Because you have to have an encounter with God. To have an encounter with God. Oh God. There literally needs to be a life-changing experience you must have with God in order to respond to him, obeying his word and his voice. You cannot live the life God created you to live if you don't live it by faith. You cannot succeed in living the life God created you to live if you don't have his word as your foundation. Because in the most difficult times, you will sink because you literally have nothing to stand firm on. In the most difficult times, you will literally sink if you don't have God's word to stand firm on. Not having God's word as your foundation and not flowing in his way means your faith is not active. It is literally dead. Puts you in an extremely vulnerable position when moving forward, because at this point you are open to get caught up in any wrongful influence or attack by spiritual wickedness that you don't have God's word and the faith to survive. Not to obey God, because you cannot afford to try to live in this world on your own. Family, you have to maintain your faith. You have to allow Jesus to lead you. You have to live this life God's way. You have to be disciplined. You have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When you allow your faith to become contaminated because you are flowing in disobedience, it's because you're allowing your feelings to lead you and not your spirit following the Holy Spirit. I've shared with you all earlier on this series that when you're in your feelings, you're not in faith, because your faith and your feelings cannot coexist, which is why the enemy tries and wants you to be in your feelings, because he can't touch you when you're in faith. Right? You have to obey God's word, family. You can't afford to have your faith being contaminated. You have to trust God and love him. Hallelujah. With your whole heart, you have to be obedient. You have to know God's intentions towards you. Know God's intentions towards you. And his intentions is always good. God has given us the blueprint in Deuteronomy chapter 28 on how to succeed and live a blessed life, how to overcome and how to experience his goodness, to be restored, to be made whole. God lets us know obedience brings blessings and disobedience brings curses. And so you ought to want the blessings of the Lord.
Because Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22, the word of the Lord says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord is to help move forward that we need to. The blessings of the Lord is God's stamp of approval upon your life. Of the Lord will help you succeed in whatever God has assigned for you to do. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Whatever trials may come your way, God's blessings will cause you to come out better than the way you went in. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. Let me read it quickly. The word of the Lord says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and bread broads, will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord will, the Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you. If you obey the commands of the Lord, your God, and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in all of you. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. Blessing with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The word of the Lord, verse 12, the Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. If you listen to these commandments of the Lord, your God, that I am giving you today, if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will always be on top and never at the bottom. You must not turn away from any of the commands I am giving you today, nor follow other gods or worship them. Close this thing out. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, addeth no sorrow to it. Press forward by faith, family. That everything God adds to your life is for your good. God adds to your life is always for your benefit and your betterment. What God adds to your life is for you to be healthy and to prosper. What God adds to your life is for you to use to add value to the world. But none of this can happen if you are not in faith. Being obedient to God, God wants to work through you. He desires to advance his kingdom in the earth. You are dearly loved, completely accepted, totally forgiven, and uniquely chosen by God. He wants to do a greater work through you. So press forward, lift up the name of Jesus. He'll draw all unto him, all to himself, to save, to heal, to deliver, to set free. To the will of God, because it is not about us. It's not about you. It's not about me. It is all about Jesus, and God will bless you to reap the benefits along the way. By faith, prayer, alignment with God and his word, be obedient to him. Stay in faith and out of your feelings, and you'll receive the blessings of the Lord. Things are about to get better for you, family. If you believe it, I encourage you to move by faith, and you will receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I encourage you to remain faithful so that your faith will never become contaminated. You've got to live by faith
from start to finish, from beginning to end. The word of the Lord says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by tuning into the series. And I pray that it's been a tremendous blessing to you and that you give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. I want to share with you all that this series will now have a book. It will be released very soon. The Lord spoke to me and said, son, I want you to make it out of, I want you to make this series into a book and release it to the world so that they know and understand the things that can contaminate their faith so that they will position themselves to never allow their faith to be contaminated. I encourage you, family, to let Jesus lead you, to stay focused and always press forward by faith. Never allow your faith to be contaminated. If you have a moment where you have to cry, if you have a moment where you feel down because of the circumstances, what is important is that you learn how to bounce back. Never allow your faith to be contaminated. Know who God is. Know who you are in him, who you are. Embrace who you are. Stand firm on the word of the Lord. Make God's word your foundation. No matter what comes your way, he'll work it out for your good every time. Y'all already know. By faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I love you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.